Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
You say your name is Laquana?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a real supervisor or some one of them girls I'm just speaking friend that she done put on the phone? Or a real supervisor?
I'm a real supervisor, ma'am.
So, my name is Trevina Archer, okay? And I just told the last representative that I talked to because this right here, what y'all doing is fraudulent, okay? She gonna tell me, and I didn't put... Y'all got something advertised that somebody has won something from Walmart or whatever case it is, and that you're putting the card information so it can ship to you for something that you won. And then after you put your card information in, it tells you you've been entered into a sweepstakes. And then now she tells me y'all collecting the shipping fee in case somebody wins. So y'all going around every caller taking $5 or $6.
I do apologize. No, you were misinformed. I do apologize.
Okay.
Now, just to make sure that I have the correct account pulled up, is your email address twintravena@gmail.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I'm just waiting for the system to load to see what you were billed for. Okay. But while the system is loading, now it can be a fee of $6.95 or $7.95. Now I show that you were billed $5.74. Now
well,
with
even
the $5,
because on the thing it said you was gonna be charged $2 and something for it to be shipped.
Yes,
out.
Yes, ma'am.
So y'all tell
that's,
somebody two
no.
And then take $5 to $6 out.
No, because when you were speaking with the previous representative, they didn't provide you with the correct information. And I do apologize in reference to that. Now, the $5.74 is not for shipping and handling. The $5.74 is to pay to be entered into the sweepstakes. Now, if you are the winner of that sweepstakes, that is when you would pay the $2 or the $4.95 for shipping and handling. But the charge for the $5.74 is not for shipping and handling. It's for the sweepstakes entry.
Okay, so that does make sense. But do y'all have some kind of way telling somebody that you're taking $5 to enter into there? Because the only thing I seen was something about $2 for the shipping and fee, and it said that I had won.
Yes, ma'am. If you go back to the website, if you still have it, if you go to the terms and conditions, it does inform you of everything within the terms and conditions, that when you submit your credit or debit card payment that you're paying for the sweepstakes entry.
So okay, and where is that on the website?
Well, being that we advertise through different search engines, I don't know which particular website that you're on, but you should be able to scroll down to the bottom of the page and where it says Terms and Conditions, Privacy Policy, and Contact Us. It's within that where you would be able to see that. That's why we provide it to you before and after. So you'll know that, okay, I just paid this amount and I'm enrolled into a sweepstakes. Because if you don't cancel out the account, then it does turn into something that's monthly where you would receive a $199 e-gift card to our online gadget store.
Well, you know, I understand what you're saying, but, I got a voice, and like I told the previous rep, I work hard for my money. I mean, really, really, really hard. And so nobody's not going to fraud me out my money. I don't know if this is a scam, what type of business y'all running. Then you talk to a representative, she's giving out false information, and it appeared to be false information all the way across the board. So unfortunately for y'all, ran across a person like me that can see this foolishness and stop it before it go any further. Because I think this is foolishness.
And I do apologize.
So I just
want to
make sure that this is canceled. Because
yes,
like I say,
ma'am.
I work, I mean, when I say way, way, way too hard for my money and nobody's going to fraudulently take it from out of my hand, I mean that.
Yes, ma'am. We did cancel it out. And I do show where they issued you the refund for the $5.74 now. If it's pending, it'll roll off within 24 hours. But if it is deducted out, it does take 3 to 5 business days. But we did.
And what y'all need to be, thank you, I appreciate your help. What y'all need to be doing is making sure that these customer service reps that answer the phone understand what's going on so they can inform, you know, people when they call to inquire about this fraudulent business that y'all run.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize in reference to that.
I appreciate your help. I'll be waiting for my money to get back on my card.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful night.
You too.